Hello, future listener, and welcome to the past. How is the future going? Did I make it? Well, if you're listening to this podcast, I have to believe I made it. And do you wonder how I did it? Well, this podcast documents my journey, the ups and downs, and all the hard lessons learned. So, without further ado, let me present you the star of the podcast. Drumroll, please. Oh, wait, me? My name is Dan Chodimkov, and this is the story of how I became a millionaire. Or at least I hope so. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. Greetings from snowy Macedonia. There is a heavy snow out there, and I have to walk till the office. It's a good exercise, but I have to be careful not to slip. And for today, I just had some random thoughts this morning, and it got me wondering about passion and obsession. And I know that those two words are overused nowadays. I mean, everybody are passionate about something and stuff. But I was curious from an entrepreneurial point of view, from an owner's point of view. How many of the people that I work with, businesses, have business that they're not really passionate about it? I mean, it pays the rent, it pays the bills. They get something extra out of it, but thinking about it, how much they are passionate or obsessed about what they're doing. And this got me thinking, maybe that's the main difference between being an expert in the field and just being in the field. I mean, talking about software development, how many software development agencies are out there and how many are really, really good? Or even for consultancy, how many consultants are out there? You know, I'm a consultant for the sake of being a consultant. Or maybe even I cannot find a job, so you know what, I'm just gonna be a consultant. And on the other hand, there are people that live and breathe consultancies. They're passionate about it, they're overcommitted. And I thought that that's the main difference between having a success and not. And it's not something that, okay, I woke up, I have 8 hours of work, so I'm gonna do whatever I do. Either a company hires me, or I'm gonna run my own business and that's it. Or being obsessed means that, yeah, you are your business. You live and breathe your business. So it's not like I have Dancho 8 hours at work and then that's it and I go and play with the family. It's just that I am a B2B expert. And that's it. And the focus is a singularity. There are no, well, I want to be expert in different fields. It's just that whenever I read blogs, it is about B2B marketing and sales. Whenever I listen to podcasts, it's about B2B marketing and sales. That's what I'm interested about, and I want to learn as much as possible. And it's not because someone is forcing me to do it, because I enjoy it, I like doing it. I'm obsessed with the B2B world. And I think that that's the main difference now with entrepreneurs, where I think I've said it before, when we were doing business plans, there were people like, I have a fantastic business idea. Well, in the first 6 months, we're going to make 25 millions and stuff. And I was like, good luck, guys. This is your first business, obviously. And on the first obstacle, they were like, yeah, we were excited because of the money. And at the first obstacle, that's it. We've tried, we didn't like it, and that's it. On the other hand, I've seen a lot of entrepreneurs who were obsessed about something. They were so into it, like a hobby even. So it came naturally to the hobby to grow into a business. And guess what? There's no working time then. You enjoy what you're doing and you're obsessed about it. And there comes the passion. And without the passion, you could never be an expert. And I think that comes into everything, even haircuts. I mean, most basically, there are people that are doing haircuts just because they need money to survive and they don't have any other skills. And the other haircuts are just so passionate about that they're becoming so good at doing haircuts, so they're doing haircuts for celebrities. And doing haircuts for celebrity gives you far more money. And it's the same I've noticed recently with bars. The bartender and the waiter could be people that are typical high schools that don't have a job and just need to send money, so they do it for that. Or they're people that really enjoy about it. And the difference here is that the people that really enjoy about it is that they live and breathe about it. At home, they exercise how to make cocktails. They exercise throwing the mixer into the air and doing some exhibitions. So they really enjoy what they're doing. So that was my morning thought. And obviously, the question comes here is, are you really obsessed about your business? Are you really passionate about what you're doing. Is what you're doing just paying the bills and getting some extra money? Or you really want to be the guy that everybody knows about that relevant field? That's my morning thought for today, guys, and have a great day.
So, did you enjoy the podcast? Feel free to subscribe so you'll be notified whenever I post a new episode. Do you know a friend that could benefit from this podcast? Well, share it with them and with the rest of the world. I would really appreciate that. Have a great day and talk to you soon.